here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Wow! 7 days has gone by so quick. It's another week, and it's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And you probably wonder what we do here in the bunker over the past 7 days.
During the times when we're not talking to you,
yes, or
the listener.
Or exploring the hydroponics, or going in different rooms, and the problem is, a lot of the rooms are locked, so we really don't know what are in some of the rooms.
And my lockpicking skills are good, but they're not fantastic.
We asked for the keys, and no one's gotten back to us yet, so we're working on that. But otherwise, we go from the big room with the TV to the kitchenette, and maybe to the hydroponics if we want, like, a fresh apple, or... you've sort of taken off on your own occasionally, Daffodil.
Yes, I found the furniture room, which was good because now we have furniture.
Oh, well, that's true, yes.
And I found a room full of all kinds of freeze-dried meals that I have used to make nice things, especially with the fresh stuff that comes from the hydroponics room.
Freeze-dried? You never told me about this.
Yeah, big room full of boxes and boxes of,
I'm eating freeze-dried meals?
Yes, they're actually pretty good.
Well, I haven't really argued, so I guess it is good. Anyway, on the show this week, that gives you an idea of what we do every week. But musically speaking, we have some interesting stuff. Streaking, back in the 70s when you took your clothes off and ran across a field. And other things, and people would say. But you just streaked. And we'll have some songs related to that. On top of that, in the chart-topping cheesy, we explore chewing gum and how it loses its flavor overnight. It's not very good. Well, we're starting off with Max Bygraves and My Mammy shortly, but we're starting off with a classic song, Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey, right here on
It's Cheese Please.
Ah, the old schnozzola's getting so worried.
You've been away for many a long night, Bill. I know I'm to blame, but ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please? Bill Bailey, won't you please? Bill Bailey, won't you? I'm pretty awful.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
Please, My Mammy, made famous by Al Jolson, done by Max Bygraves, who was a sort of an easy listening dude, and he sort of had the disco fever.
Kind of tried to branch out to disco there a little bit.
Well, a lot of the easy listening people back in the 70s sort of got the disco fever with a variety of different success.
That's a good way to word that. That was excellent. Thank you.
That was the polite way of saying that I can't see Max Bygraves in his 50s in a disco suit like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
Well, I'd rather picture him in a disco suit than picture him streaking.
Oh, and before that,
just saying.
Yes. And before that, we have Max Bygraves, of course, with Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And Daffodil sort of did the segue into the next segment.
I tried until you cut me off.
I'm sorry, but the whole thing is, it's streaking songs of the 70s, and as I mentioned earlier, it's taking off your clothes, running across a field.
Listen.
What?
Streaking is the act of running naked through a public place as a prank, a dare for publicity, or as an act of protest.
Oh, so it's not like a field, but it could be any public place.
It's often associated with sporting events, but can occur in more secluded areas.
Oh, okay.
And it usually involves running very quickly, which also reflects the original meaning of the word before it became associated with nudity.
And I certainly hope that when said streaking events happen, it's warm.
Let me tell you,
what?
The first historically recorded incident of streaking was on the 5th of July, 1799.
Really?
In London.
London? Oh, my God.
Yeah, someone bet him 10 guineas to run naked.
Oh, my God.
And the first recorded incident of streaking in the United States was in 1804.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness, eh?
Where was that?
But in 1973, we had a streaking epidemic.
Oh, okay. Epidemic to what degree?
It was many places across the U.S.
Oh.
A lot of college campuses. They were in residence halls. They were at football games. They were at campus locations and events. They were all over Los Angeles.
There was
a lot of streaking.
Was there like a big parade of hundreds of thousands of streaking people?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I picture in my head, you know?
But we're going to play some streaking songs, and we're not playing the one that everyone automatically thinks of.
The Streak by Ray Stevens. We're
exactly.
not playing that one. There was other ones, and we found a couple. We've got High Voltage shortly with Here Comes the Streaker. But we're starting off with Speaking of Streaking. Hey, that rhymes. Look at that. I said that right. Right here on?
Who's singing that?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I jumped to the gun. Harold Hardcell. What?
Right out here on Streaking with Cheese, Please.
Hello, America. This is Harold Hardcell of Wide Angle Sports World. Speaking of streaking, the sport that has skyrocketed on college campuses from Scranton to Sacramento. The most controversial, hotly discussed streaker to surface this season has been an incredible young man whose native tongue is quicker than his legs, Benjamin Perino. Benji, congratulations, Benji. That was a scintillating streak. What does your team call itself?
Benny and the Jets.
Your greatness is certainly a team effort. Who are your teammates?
Louie, 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 Louie.
Jimmy Bean.
James Dean.
Daniel, my brother.
And may I ask, what makes Daniel such a great streaker?
His hair is long. His feet are hard and threatening.
Members of the sporting world may wonder if this is an anachronism or a return to the Garden of Eden. Tell us, what is the concept behind streaking?
Show and tell, just a game of red.
What does a super streaker tell the authorities when they say you cannot streak?
No, we can't.
Confidentially. Do you enjoy streaking with members of your own sex?
Yes, I do.
It's unfathomable. I can't understand it. This running from place to place naked. Why do you do it?
We got to run, keep from hiding.
Question. Supposing a streaker makes it from point A to point B and the door is locked. What do you say to that? What do shocked bystanders have to say about your streaking? You have alluded to streaking with members of your own sex. Do you enjoy streaking with members of the opposite sex?
Yes, I do.
If you are ever caught, how in the world do you plan to cover yourself? A lovely co-ed was recently apprehended by the campus police. Do you have any words of encouragement?
Tell her I'm sorry.
Tell it like it is, the naked truth. What have you derived from streaking?
We had joy, we had fun.
I understand streaking is a seasonal sport. What vocational endeavor do you pursue during the off-season?
I am the morning DJ at...
Benny, do you prefer to streak with your own sex or members of the opposite sex.
Yes, I do.
Benny, I think you're a super athlete, an intelligent person, and a warm human being. And I hope you think the same of me.
Yes, I do, I do, I do, I do.
This is Harold Hardsell.
This is the left channel. This is the right channel.
In order to derive maximum enjoyment from stereo equipment, it is important that speaker levels be properly balanced according to the acoustics of the room in which you are listening. Adjust your speaker levels so that the sound appears to come from a point midway between the speakers. When this effect is achieved, the speakers are in balance.
Daffodil, I had this whole picture in my mind of driving down Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, big Cadillac, cruising at like 15 miles an hour with curb feelers and just getting into the mood of the 70s.
And someone naked runs past you.
No, I'm in the car naked. And the leather seats are... I'm sticking to the leather seats just a little bit much.
I was going to say, that would be really uncomfortable with the leather seats, especially in Los Angeles where it's hot.
Yeah, well...
In a car that doesn't have air conditioning.
My butt is really, like, burning now. Oh!
All right. You know what? You cannot talk about this on the radio. Stop. just stop. We need to move on. That's enough.
Okay!
I got the chewing gum in my mouth now because you gave me the chewing gum because you don't want me to talk. You don't want me to talk after what I did.
Get that
out of your mouth.
Daffodil, you shouldn't...
Do you know, I have to squeeze this story in
what?
Because it's very relevant.
Oh, yeah.
I once worked in a call center.
Yes.
And my supervisor, if she caught you chewing gum,
yes,
would make you stick it on the end of your nose.
Okay.
while you were still talking to customers on the phone.
Well, Lisa,
you had to sit there with all your coworkers staring at you with gum on your nose.
Yes, but you're not like Lonnie Donegan, who had a chart-topping cheesy when he put it on his bedpost overnight.
This is true. It's much better on the bedpost than on your nose.
Yes, right here on
Cheese Please.
To my question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one to send their honored sons up to the White House. Yeah, the nation's only White House to voice their discontent unto the president upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Boom, boom!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight.
Oh, there, I love you and I want to hold you tight.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost. The chorus, but he hasn't got the time. On the bedpost overnight.
Music you wish you never had to hear week after week after week. But we know you keep coming back for more anyway. Cheese, please.
Alright, let's check this thing out. Maybe it'll work this time. 5, 4. Test one, test two, test one, test two, test three, stop.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Two, three, one, two, three, four, two.
Please, and you know you can count on Cheese Please to bring you the songs that have the deep lyrics every week.
Well, I mean, that actually amuses me.
Really?
Yes, because one of the things I hate the most is when you sit me down in front of a microphone and say, okay, say something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we go testing, testing, one, two, three. Usually I recite the alphabet.
Ah, yes, yes.
Sometimes
yes,
backwards.
That's true, you do. You don't do that testing, one, two, three.
Because I think it's silly, but the idea that someone made an entire song out of just those words is kind of cool.
Go figure. Stark Effect, testing, one, two, three. Before that, our chart-topping cheesy this week, Lonnie Donegan and his skiffle group with Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Betty Post Overnight? Well, there's the answer. My name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have slowly wound our way to the end of another episode of Cheese Please.
Oh, man, what am I going to do this week after we get off the air? I know. We had some ice cream in the fridge, right?
Yes, there's ice cream in the freezer.
Cool, cool.
And I made hot fudge sauce.
Okay.
And there's whipped cream.
Okay.
And there's chopped up peanuts.
Okay. You sold
and
me
bananas.
On this.
And bananas. I found bananas.
You sold me on that. I get that.
So hot fudge sundaes after we get off the air.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's do the bunkers.
We're now going to call this the Tube Tunes from the Transmit Tube.
Transmit Tube. There's an idea.
Tube Tunes from the Transmit Tube.
Let's just turn on the tube here. And there it comes. Just about there. Ah, there it is. Okay. I can open the door now. And we open.
Careful.
Sorry.
We don't have too many more of those little transmit tubes. If you break it, we may not have another one.
Oh, it's hard to get off here. Okay. Pulling out the piece of paper, we have none other than Creepers the Chicken Yodel. Okay.
Gary Christensen.
Ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Come back next week for more shenanigans.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.